Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
And it's Claire Brock and John Cook with you this evening. And we're joined by Dara O'Brien now, the Minister for Transport and Minister for Climate, Energy and Environment. Good afternoon, Minister O'Brien.
Good afternoon, John.
Can I begin by asking you about figures in the papers today showing there are 301,000 households currently in arrears on electricity bills, a further 175,000 in arrears on their gas bills, described as record highs. Are you concerned?
No, of course, it's a matter of concern. And actually, today I chaired the Affordability Task Force within my own department. That's the second meeting that we've had on that. And we did discuss the issue of arrears here, which are significant. What I would say is that the vast majority of those in arrears have entered into arrangements with their energy providers. And I would say to people who find themselves in that situation as well, to make sure that they reach out to the energy providers to enter into a deal. But it does speak to the cost of energy in our country. It's not just something that's unique to Ireland. I was at the Energy Council in Luxembourg there 3-4 weeks ago, and it's an issue that's across Europe. But I'm certainly minded by the numbers that were released today. But again, encourage households to engage with their energy providers, because there are solutions that can be worked out on their behalf.
And you've said in the past that Irish households are paying more when it comes to energy. As you mentioned, this is an issue for other countries, but we're paying more compared to others in Europe. And if you know and accept that, what's going to come out of your affordability task force, or what will your government do to alleviate the pressure on those people who are struggling right now?
Yes, certainly. I think there's a medium-term thing that needs to be done, is we need to invest heavily in our grid. And in the National Development Plan last week that we concluded the review of, for the first time we're seeing two very significant equity injections into ESB networks and AirGrid that will allow us to invest about between 15 and 18 billion euro in the grid between now and 2030, which is absolutely needed. And why are we doing that? Because we need to bring more renewables into our grid, which we're doing. Last year, electricity was generated by renewable sources. But we also need to be able to expand it and to improve its resilience. Ireland does have quite a dispersed grid. There are unique situations with regard to Ireland as to why energy is more expensive than the European average. We're about the eighth most expensive in Europe for energy costs, and that's not a place that we want to be.
Okay.
But there are structural changes that we need to make to drive energy costs down, and that's the expansion of renewables that we've done very well onshore, but obviously the move towards bringing offshore renewables in and getting our projects into construction by the end of this decade is critically important for consumers.
This all comes as Flowgas announced it will increase its prices last week by 7% on electricity. Other providers expected to follow suit. Do you expect the bills to keep going up, Minister?
Yeah, well, we've seen the Flowgas decision was one that obviously I have regard to, and I'm aware of it. We're not sure what other energy providers will do at this stage. We have seen a levelling off of prices now, them being at to consumers, particularly domestic consumers, are obviously not where we would like them to be. So the Energy Affordability Task Force that I chaired again today will report in advance of the budget through me to government on measures that we may be able to take in the short term to help in the medium term as well, in the long term, which I've discussed with you all already. And we were particularly minded by vulnerable households, those on low income as well, how we can continue to support people in that space.
Well, that's the question, Minister. What are you going to do to help those vulnerable households who are listening right now? Mm-hmm. Almost 500,000 in arrears on bills, be it electricity or gas. And when we heard, well, your department gave these figures to Sinn Féin MEP Lynn Boylan, she's calling, like others, for energy credits now, a cost of living measure that has eased the burden on people in the past. Is the government still firmly against those energy credits in the budget?
Well, firstly, if I could say, there are supports for people. There's supports through social protection, very significant supports that we give, and rightly so, to help the most vulnerable there and help them with their energy bills. And that happens already, and that's right that it's targeted at those who need it most. We need to continue to expand our retrofitting. We've done very well on retrofitting in Ireland and making homes more energy efficient, making them warmer as well. We have the Warmer Home Scheme that's 100% grant aided. And we will.
But our energy credit's out, Minister.
Well, just to conclude on this, and I will answer the question, John. Sorry, there'll be about 65,000 homes this year will be retrofitted, which will bring down their energy bills. Now, in relation to energy credits, we've been very clear on one-off measures like that. They won't form part of this year's budget. What we need to do is that 3.5 billion euro that rightly at the height of the cost of living crisis that the previous government that I was part of actually brought forward, that's a very significant sum, and I think everyone will understand that, and listeners, would it not be better to invest that money in medium-term measures that are going to make a sustainable and a sustained difference to energy within this country? But we will ensure that those who need our assistance get the assistance that they require. And obviously those measures I'll bring forward for discussion at government in advance of the budget. One, if okay. I could give a specific example on, is the reduction in VAT from 13.5% to 9%.
Well, I want to ask you about that. So you bring me to that exact question. Sorry to cut across to you there.
Sorry,
my colleague David Murphy was reporting on this in the news at 1 about the reduced tax rates or VAT rate at 9%. It's due to go back up in October. Could you keep it at 9% and will you?
I'd like to keep it at 9%, and that I said that publicly again today, earlier on. I would like to keep that at 9% on energy, and that's a proposal that I'll be bringing forward in advance of the budget. Obviously, it will require government agreement on that, but it does make a significant difference to households. We have seen a reduction as well in the PSO part of the bill, which is a saving to people too.
And could it be reduced further?
Well, look, I don't. The VAT rate itself can't be reduced further than 9%. We needed a significant work was done at a European level to ensure that we were able to do that. But I would like to see it retained at 9%, and then to focus our resources at things like permanent changes to energy in relation to grid resilience, and also supporting households that need it most. And that will be my focus.
Can we move on to the Metro, Minister?
Of course.
It was the big shiny promise in the National Development Plan as unveiled last week. Great for you as the Minister for Transport, but you're also the Minister for Climate and Environment, as I mentioned, and the funding for the Metro will come in some part from the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund. Is it an appropriate use of money that was supposed to be used to help support farmers in nature restoration and implementing essential climate measures?
No, this is just part of the funding. I think it's a really significant decision that this government have made to fund Metro. Metro will be transformational for not just for Dublin or the region in Dublin, but as a national piece of infrastructure that will carry between 20 and 30,000 passengers an hour, that will allow further homes along that area, that will improve public transport in a major growth area within Dublin. And it is absolutely consistent with my role as Minister for Climate, because what we saw just last year was record public transport journeys, 330 million passenger journeys in the country, which is 330 million journeys that where people aren't using their cars. And we want to be able to improve the public transport offering right the way across the country, which we'll do, to get people out of their cars into safe and secure, punctual and affordable public transport that we have. And Metro is critical to that, not only to serve our airport, but to serve the greater Dublin area.
And you've been clear on that.
We will be proceeding
with it. When will it be up and running?
We've got to get a true planning first, John, and I'm waiting with anticipation for the planning decision from Commissioner Planola, which I expect in the coming weeks. Should that be a positive decision, then we will move towards tendering the project and getting into construction. But I can't say here while I'm talking to you today whether that decision, if it is a positive one, would that be one that would be challenged? I hope not, because it's a really important piece.
We're many years away still.
Well, I know, and it wasn't a big shiny promise either, John, just to take you up on something you said just a couple of minutes ago. This is a commitment. We want to deliver Metro, and I want to see Metro commence in construction in the term of this government, and I believe we can do that.
Will it cost 10 children's hospitals or 20 billion euro, as Michael O'Leary of Ryanair told us on Drive Time last week?
Well, I listened to Michael O'Leary with interest actually last week, and I think Michael, and is someone that I have regard for as well, has been incredibly successful business person and has changed aviation in Europe. But the reality of it is, this isn't just about the airport. Michael's alternative was, say, well, buy, you know, 400 additional buses and put more buses on. This is not just about the airport. This is about the greater Dublin area.
But he said it's a waste of money and it'll cost 20 million euro.
It's not a waste of money.
Now, how much
all.
Will it cost?
Well, John, if I could say this, if people had looked at the business case for Metro, the most most recent one, that for every €1 invested in Metro will return 4 on a cost-benefit basis to the Irish economy and to the Exchequer, will create more jobs, will allow more homes to be built, will improve quality of life,
okay,
will actually help with regard to us reaching our climate targets as well by reducing the use of cars and by reducing the use of fossil. And it's absolutely the right thing to do. So it is unquestionably not a waste of money. No.
Will it cost less than 20 billion?
John, we have, I would expect that it will, to answer you straight. I would expect that it will. The project is well when it comes through planning, because we don't know the exact nature of the route until the planning decision.
So I don't think you want to specify exact figures.
Is taken. No, well, there'll be commercial reasons for that.
And finally, yes. Minister, I'll let you go in a moment,
go
but
on.
In transport news as well today, you were there for the contracts for the first phase of Bus Connect's
yes.
plan for Dublin being awarded. Work to begin in September on a corridor that will run from Liffey Valley to the city centre.
Yeah.
Just remind us of that briefly.
Yeah, well, this is the first Bus Connect's priority bus corridor that will be built. We signed the contracts today with GMC, an Irish firm, that are going to deliver this within 3 years. It's a significant investment of €198 million on behalf of our citizens that will serve the Liffey Valley area right the way through into Dublin city centre. And this is the first one that we're putting under construction. It will transform the bus offering in that part of Dublin. I hope that in a short period of time to be able to sign contracts for the Finglas Ballymun Bus Connects corridor as well. Two-thirds of the journeys, public transport journeys in Dublin, are by bus. And the difference that this will make, on these corridors, that the buses will have 100% priority and will also be able to put in very, very good cycle and active travel facilities alongside it. And this is just a part of what we'll be rolling out right the way across the country. So it was good news today, and thanks for raising it.
We look forward to hearing more about it. So, and thanks for your time, Minister Dara O'Brien,
no,
Minister for Transport, Climate, Energy and Environment.